Take your Bibles, please turn to Matthew chapter 7. We're going to read verse number 6. And if you're afraid of a long sermon tonight, I was reading in a sermon by Dr. Eugene Peterson, and he gave an illustration of a man who was giving an address. I believe it was at a graduation. And it was at a Yale graduation, and he took each letter of Yale, Y-A-L-E, and he expounded on each letter. And he spent a half hour on each letter. And I think it was one of the students out in the crowd said to the other student, "We can be thankful we're not attending the Massachusetts Institute of Technology." Something along that line. So, but anyways, Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 6 says, "Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you." Here we find a stirring command. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine. We also have a solemn warning, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Sacred truths require sacred handling. In Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 2, it says to beware of dogs. It says, "Give not that which is holy unto dogs." Now, the way that the passage here is set up, at the end it says, "and turn again and rend you." All right, so give not that which is holy unto dogs. Sacred truths require sacred handling. You know, an unclean animal, a dog, doesn't understand the sacredness of that which is holy. The devil is seeking to bring into the church people that are unholy. The devil would love to see unsaved people come into the church and misuse spiritual truths and use them to tear apart a ministry. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2, it says to the things which thou hast heard, I better go there, make sure I don't misquote it now. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 2 says, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." Sacred truths require sacred handling. The truth is something that is to be held very dearly. We find that in the next statement, it says, "Cast not your pearls before swine." Precious possessions require precious protection. When you have a precious possession, you don't just throw it out anywhere. It requires very careful handling. You could have a pearl, and a pearl was something that was very valuable. And they wouldn't just take that and cast it before a herd of pigs. They would have no comprehension of the value of that which they were dealing with. It had no interest in them. You know, what are pigs concerned about? Well, they're concerned about food. And as soon as they find out that it's not what they want, they'll trample it under their feet. It has absolutely no value to them. You know, spiritual truth ought to be something that is very valuable to a believer. And sacred truths require sacred handling. Back in the latter part of the 7th century, the Paulicians, There was one of their leaders named Silvanus, and he had been condemned by the emperor to die. And he sent somebody out there to have him killed who had the members of the congregation, told the members of the congregation to stone them. But none of them would stone them. I think in one account it said they dropped their stones. But yet one person stepped forth to stone Silvanus. In one account I read, or one place I read, said he was even his adopted son, and stepped forth and killed Silvanus. Well, this man reportedly repented, and they allowed him back into the congregation. Only later on, in another instance took place, and they were, again, he betrayed his own people, his own congregation, and because of it, there was the whole congregation, I believe, was burned for their faith. Here was a man that was a dog. He did not handle spiritual truth. And they allowed this person to come back into the congregation. And the entire congregation ended up being burned because of this person. You know, the sacredness of the Word of God. You know, the sacredness of the church membership is very important. You know, it's important that spiritual people, those that are saved, those that are walking with God, are members of the church. And in that situation, here was a man that was in, that turned on the people. And it says here, give not that which is holy unto dogs. What's the warning? They will turn again and rend you. They will attack you. There will be destruction that will follow. You know, it's amazing as you look in the history of, I guess you could say, Christianity with a very broad brush. But look at what the Catholic Church has done. And there's one figure that I read, and this would not just be Baptists that they killed, but just across the board, one figure that I came across, or actually not came across, but actually I believe it was David Cloud that said it in his past Roman Catholicism, I think past, present, and future. And I believe it was the figure he gave, I believe, was 50 million people that died at their hands. You know, whether it's 50 million or however many people was, there's numerous people, multitudes of people that died at their hands. You know, what was one of the big problems? Here you have people that are supposed to be handling truth that are what? Unsaved. And they're, what are they doing with it? They're using it for their own means to accomplish their own purposes. And terrible things happened because of it. Truth is a very sacred thing that must be held in high regard. You know, it's amazing. It says, cast not your pearls before swine. Precious possessions require a very special protection. You know, it's amazing today that Christians will take their young people and do what with them? You know, put them in the public school. Send them off to a learning institution in which they come back trampling on top of the truth. We must be very careful with how we handle the truth. We must be very careful with who we give the truth to. One thing that we can find in this passage is that the truth is something that we must handle carefully. It says, neither cast ye your pearls before swine. You know, the truth is something, that which is precious must be handled carefully. You know, and sometimes you say, well, I'm not going to go out and misuse the truth of the Word of God. Am I going to be careful in how I handle it? But the fact is, many times we have a light view of the most precious truth that we've been given, the Word of God, and in it, the Gospel. And we're not careful in how we handle it. We're not careful in how we deal with it. Young people can be in a Christian school, and yet the Word of God is not held in high regard. And this passage teaches that it's something that we must hold on to very dearly. We must be careful in how we use it. We must be careful in how we give it out. We must be careful in who we give it to. And I wonder tonight, how careful are you in handling the truth? Over in 2 Peter chapter 2, we have another verse here which has dogs and pigs in the same verse. One commentator about Matthew 7 referred to them as hogs and dogs. And here in 2 Peter chapter 2, it says, "But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb. The dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire." You know, the true character of people is going to eventually come out. And if you aren't careful with who you give the truth to, with who you entrust the truth to, someday it can come back to haunt you. And here, in 2 Peter chapter 2, eventually the false teachers, eventually maybe those that make themselves out to be something else, their true character is going to be made known. You know, how we handle the Word of God, who we entrust the truth to, how we spread the truth, we must be careful in our handling of it. Do you have that sacred honor for the Scriptures tonight? You know, or how do you deal with the truth? How do you deal with the truth in your own life? Is it something that you handle lightly? Is it something that you doesn't really affect you that much? You know, who do you entrust the spiritual upbringing of your children to? Are you careful with the kind of books that you allow them to read? You know, why shouldn't a church hire professional musicians to come in and do their music? Well, one thing you could be doing is what? Giving that which is sacred to the dog. Giving your pearls to what? To swine. And they're going to have what? No understanding of the value of what they are dealing with. And it's so important that we have a high view of the truth and that we are careful in our handling of it. We are careful in who we entrust it to. You know, I remember, you know, sometimes at college, I would be careful in what kind of questions I would ask. If there was a response that I thought might produce error being disseminated maybe in the classroom. You have to be careful sometimes with the truth. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, don't come to the false conclusions in what I'm saying by that, but there were times where you just didn't maybe ask a certain question because maybe you knew what the response to that question would be. And you know, are you careful in your entrusting of the truth? Are you careful in how you give it out? Are you in your own life Do you have a high regard for the Word of God? Let's bow in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the valuable truth that has been given to us. And Lord, I pray that we would treat it with a high and holy regard. And Lord, that you would give us wisdom in how we handle it. Lord, that we would not just do things based upon what we think is going to be the outcome, but Lord, that we would gain our discernment from your word. Lord, we know that the devil is out there. Lord, that he is transforming his ministers as angels of light. Lord, that he would love to deceive people. And Lord, we must be very careful in who we present, in who we entrust with the Word of God. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to have discernment in the giving out of spiritual truths. Lord, that we would seek to carefully guard them so that they would not be trampled over. But Lord, that those that are receiving them would understand the great value of what is being heard. Lord, help us to have the discernment that we need in the day and age in which we live. And Lord, when there are so many false prophets out there, when there is a great attack upon the truth, Lord, that we would not, things would not backfire on us. And Lord, something terrible would happen because we were not careful in how we handled the truth that has been entrusted to us. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.